A report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found the state is paying HNTB Corporation nearly $80 an hour to maintain an inventory of Wisconsin's road signs. The contract also provided for automatic pay increases. The state would pay a full-time public employee $16 an hour for the work. Until recently, a state worker handled it for less than $12 an hour plus benefits. Marty Beal directs Wisconsin's State Employees Union. He says this represents an ongoing problem.
These employees of the contractors are getting 4, 5, 6, 8% pay increases, all paid for by the taxpayers. So there's got to be a way of bringing some kind of equality here.
Beal says the state should do a cost-benefit analysis before contracting out any work that existing public employees can handle. Governor Doyle has promised to cut 10,000 state jobs by 2010. He says that in most cases, the state uses private contractors to be more efficient.
This is how you run a state government, and you got to make sure you've got controls in place to make sure that the contracts are fair. And I'm sure with the thousands of state contracts, there's some that probably we could have made better deals, and there are many that we make very good deals on.
Doyle says studying every state contract would take decades, but he says he'll personally look into the deal in question to find out what happened. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.